Before the COVID-19 emergency, there was already a crisis in the Bay Area, that of homelessness. Today, we begin our series, A Place to Shelter, to focus on how San Francisco is adapting its homelessness response in the face of the pandemic. In part one, KCBS reporter Kathy Novak looks at how coronavirus has changed what it means to be on the streets right now.
Thank you for this interview. I appreciate the acknowledgement.
I run into Sion outside the Hilton downtown. He's been asking the few people that pass to help him buy a blanket and seems surprised I stopped to chat.
I am pretty much on my way to prepare for this evening because I do have to sleep in a doorway.
For Sion and thousands of others, it has always been hard to find housing in this city, where a one-bedroom apartment commonly rents for $3,500 a month and the minimum wage is about $15 an hour.
It's a big challenge.
But before social distancing, he might have found a bed indoors.
There's only a certain limit of homeless that can go inside shelters now. So there's a nearby shelter, 500 beds. There's probably 200 homeless inside, give or take, spread it throughout the building. The bunks are backed up. There's no real distance.
No visitors allowed at nearby single-room occupancy hotels, crashing on a friend's couch. Well, that's out too. It's why so many more people are sleeping on the sidewalks tonight.
Hey, man, you want some food?
Felony Castro is looking out for those people.
You hungry?
She works for the community organization Glide, driving the mobile outreach van to tent encampments around San Francisco, distributing meals, masks, hand sanitizer, and harm reduction supplies such as clean needles.
How you doing, OG?
She says in the past, the city told people to take down the tents.
This time it seems like they've left them alone. In fact, they brought a hand washing station, and I'm not sure if there's a bathroom there.
All because of the pandemic.
Never thought I'd be passing tents out of here.
They help with social distancing, just one of the changes the city is making because of the health emergency.
I'm hoping that it fosters change, because we're never, when we talk about this as the new normal, we're never going to have an old normal again.
That's what we'll be exploring all this week. Hotel rooms sanction tent encampments, and we'll meet dedicated people like Felony.
What if something works? Isn't that amazing?
Tomorrow,
the Tenderloin is really dense right now.
We'll visit the part of town that's become a sort of epicenter.
All right, stay safe, man.
In San Francisco, Kathy Novak, KCBS.